Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for this last weekend of the liturgical year, the solemnity of Christ the King, where we are reminded that you will come again to judge the living and the dead, and each one of us will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to render an account for what we did in the body, whether good or evil. So help us to be a people of hope that recognizes the plan you have for us to be part of your rescue plan for this world. May we never be prophets of doom and gloom, but always speak the truth in love and invite others to experience the joy of discipleship. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So make sure you get your Advent wreaths ready. I blessed a bunch of them on Tuesday night for the faith formation classes. And the neat thing is they're all different. They didn't just have a standard pattern or something to do. All they had different candles and different ways of doing their little Advent wreaths and everything. But Advent begins next weekend. And so this feast was set up to remind us of the truth that, you know, our hope is fixed on the Lord. Remember that passage from Ephesians 1 I was quoting last weekend that I heard at a talk? You know, may God give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation to know the great hope to which you are called. And so Christ the King is not just about, you know, the truth that there will be many disturbing events that will happen that will precede the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is very clear on that. It has been for centuries, that there will be a lot of unrest and turmoil and signs in the skies and shaking of the earth and so forth. But our focus is on the whole reason for our hope is that he is coming back again and his kingdom will be established. And instead of just focusing on those things, we're supposed to be focusing on what we can do to bring the kingdom of God here on earth through our own words and actions. So I have a few tips for that today. And the first is stick to your duties and obligations. I say it in plural the other way. Let us stick to our duties and obligations. I think we live in a world with the news and the media where we get terribly distracted. And people will spend hours and hours just watching the news and formulating judgments about other people and all the things they're doing wrong and spend very little time focusing on their own family. Is there somebody in my family I haven't spoken to in years that I need to forgive? Oh, let me avoid that and watch the news and judge somebody else, right? I just dropped my dad off about 3 hours ago at the pier at Seacrest Park. He's squinting. And so on the way there, he had the news on in his car. I was driving his car. I just said, Dad, you've been watching this all day. Can we listen to something else? They just keep rehashing the same thing over and over again, and it's old, and how can you do this? It's just, you get the news and you move on, but why not do something constructive, you know, and listen to something that's positive and breathes life into your body and your soul? So I put on some of my music. Not me, but other people singing uplifting music. So ration your exposure to the news. It's very toxic and negative. I can't believe some of the things people say to try to get people roused up and how people are just lying and they're no longer telling the truth. And we have to pull back and say, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be reactionary. I want to respond prayerfully to the everyday situations in my life. I can't fix everything out here. But God has given me power and authority in the name of Jesus and through the grace of the Holy Spirit to bring healing into my family, into my own life personally, my workplace and so forth. But I think the enemy is really doing a number on us. Just people just spend hours distracted from doing anything helpful that will bring God's kingdom into the world today. That's just what the devil wants. So what are my duties and obligations? I know as a priest, I get to be here, to celebrate the sacraments with you, to do Bible studies, to do teachings, and to do things to try to edify and build the body of Christ up. If you're a mom or a dad, you're supposed to be doing that with your kids. You're supposed to be praying with your kids, helping them to come to know and enter into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And not just, well, they're going to be a great star someday or a great sports star. What about their souls, right? Didn't you promise you'd do that when you brought them forward for baptism? But the enemy wants to distract us so they never reach their potential in Christ to be a powerful witness to his love and mercy in this very broken world. So what are my duties and obligations? And I know for myself, my personality type, I learned this in the seminary, it's been following me for the last 24 years, is that my personality type, you did the Myers-Briggs, is you love to start fires and then run off and start another fire, but you're not really good at tending them and sticking around when it gets boring and dull. And that's your Achilles heel. I've got the book over in my library and highlighted that, yep, I can see that in myself. I need to learn more to be disciplined and not just, even though things are unpleasant, you know, let's start something else and this isn't pleasant anymore. And I think I'm growing a little bit now, I'm 24 years old, a long ways to go probably. But that was the most helpful thing, is that learning about where your Achilles heel is so you can be aware of that to ask God to help you give you a little extra grace and to surround yourself with people who are a little more disciplined than yourself. Amen? It's always a good idea. Secondly, I have been getting so much consolation in the Word of God. The Bible study we do on Wednesday nights with Jeff Caven has been so outstanding. Just his insights. And that guy left for like 9 years and became a Protestant pastor. And the bishop in the airport got a word of knowledge and said, you're going to come back and teach Catholic people. No, I'm not. I hate the Catholic Church. And sure enough, he came back and he's teaching people. And it's just such a refreshment to read the Word of God and just the readings during the Liturgy of the Hours and the daily readings for Mass. The Word of God is alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. So I really encourage you to get your Bibles out. God has all kinds of strength to equip you for your challenges in your daily life in His Word. And so we want to make sure we're getting into the Word of God and letting it light up our path and be a lamp for us to guide us in this darkness. The last thing is to celebrate small victories. You know, the enemy loves to overwhelm us. So if we make a resolution to start on something spiritually, maybe a relationship or a bad habit we have or an area of sin, he's going to try to just put us down and say, you're never going to get over that. That's not going to work, right? So it's doing the small little things every day, just nipping away kind of and trusting in God's mercy and goodness that allow us to get one foot in front of the other. I'll use an analogy of music. You know, I create music. And I remember once just going through, actually it's still going on, kind of a period of just dryness. And I remember kind of just taking it to prayer, and the Lord's like, you know what the finished product is and you want that, but you don't want to do all the little steps that lead up to that. So when you record, you lay down a track. Okay, I'm going to do the bass line now. So you go through the bass line 10, 15, 20 times, get it right. Then you move on to another instrument, then you record. And as you get the perfect recording down, a plane flies over during the last measure. That's how it works over here. So you got to get up at 4 in the morning when the planes aren't quite as noisy and active. But you have to be willing to put in those little steps to get the finished product. You know, when great composers write a symphony, they don't just, everything's done. They go line by line, the horn section, the string section, and they tweak and they rewrite. And now we have computers, it's a lot easier. I was horrible at notating notes and stuff. But just one step at a time. So don't let the enemy intimidate you if you're trying to work on something. And even if you fall back into it, you always have access to the mercy of God. Amen? Amen. Psalm 5, I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. See, Scripture is so encouraging and reminding us of the mercy of God. Every Friday we do Psalm 51, have mercy on me, O God. Give me back again the joy of salvation. We need to pray that. Give me back again the joy of salvation. We kind of get cynical maybe and just in despair, and the Lord can, any time when we ask for that, give us back again the joy of salvation. Amen? But just small steps. And don't, you know, well, I can't get to the finished product. Nope, one step in front of the other. And that's how our lives work. And just the devil overwhelms us too by arguing and debating, which is very popular in the world today. And when Jesus came off the mountain, they were trying to cast out a demon. They said, we couldn't do this. What went wrong? You know what he said? Stop arguing and debating. This comes out through prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting, but they were arguing and debating. That's not very helpful in the spiritual life. Prayer and fasting. Prayer is where we're going to get the insights from the Holy Spirit who teaches us. And then fasting, what do I need to be detached from in order to move forward? What is owning me? What do I own? It's the Holy Spirit freely working in my life. So God is going to do some wonderful things in our world today. It's a little crazy out there, but greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. Amen. So be excited about Christ the King Sunday. Get your Advent wreaths out. No Christmas tree for me this year with that cat. No thanks. I'm going to try that. We'll just say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for being with us and for all the support you give us every day. And so help us to turn to you, to trust in you, to be renewed by the grace of your Holy Spirit, and to be sent forth as messengers of the good news, because the world needs to hear that. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.